ABC Radio Australia.
Now to Timor-Leste, where journalist and editor Raimundos Oki could be facing a court hearing and possible jail time after he was accused of violating legal secrets. Mr. Oki interviewed dozens of underage girls who were forced to undergo virginity tests as part of the prosecution case against a former American missionary who was jailed for 12 years on child sex abuse charges in 2021. Such tests are considered a violation by the World Health Organization, but Mr. Oki says human rights advocates in Timor failed to speak up, which is why he published news stories and video interviews linked to the case. And now he's run into trouble as a result.
The charge, it says that if someone using any means of channels to publicize the case, it will be punishable up to 4 or 3 years in prison.
Are they specific about what it is that they claim you have done in publishing this story?
According to information that I got, the scientific police investigate one of the victims of a forced virginity test. And then I got some information and they called me that I have to go to the office. And I said, what? Am I getting any trouble? Because I just want to cooperate. And I went to the police office. And when I arrived there, the female investigator explained to me that the reason we call you come here because we got a mandate from public prosecutor office to conduct an investigation with you about the charge, about violating the legal secrets. I use my right to be silent because talking about this, it is already in the public. Since last year, I decided to keep silent, but I will explain to the court if the case bring to the court for the trial.
So you're now being accused of, as it were, leaking secrets that the authorities wanted kept, and yet these are matters relating to a case which has gone through the court, the matter's been dealt with, the former American missionary was sent to jail, and the big issue now seems to be what happened to these girls and whether or not they should be compensated for what they went through.
I have the story July last year, and until now they are still awaiting for justice because we are the victim of virginity test. They claim that the procedure to undertake the virginity test is violating the procedures because the police and the local NGOs, they lied to them that we have to go to the Oikosi city, and then if you cooperate with us, we will release your priest. Detain them for almost 2 weeks in separated place in Oikosi, and then undertake the mass and forced virginity test. One of them died August 2020 after taking the virginity test. Unfortunately, there is no human rights activist to open their mouth to voice the issue to the public.
Do you think, therefore, that what has happened here is the authorities involved in this case were aware, obviously, that you had published stories in the past, but they felt maybe the matter had gone away now, and it's the fact that you have reactivated interest in this case that is concerning them, because clearly they're still being asked to confront the issue of what happened to the underage girls that were forced to undergo these virginity tests?
Yeah, because the girls are still alive in Oikosi. We can talk to them. We can meet face to face. That's the real. I mean, like, as a journalist, that's a story. But briefly, talking about their experience. For me, that's that story. Why it happened like that?
So when you left the prosecutor's office, you don't know what's going to happen next. That's still a decision to be made?
Yes, because the investigator, she didn't tell me what's the next step.
But from what you've told me, you clearly think that right is on your side, and perhaps you believe you have nothing to fear if the system works in the way that you would hope it would work, that you were just doing your job and publishing a story that was there to be published. It was a court case that had finished.
Yes, yes. Some people here in the country, they said, no, they are lying. And I said, what? I don't believe that. I mean, this is the truth. And they still have basic rights to have justice.
So now, just to reiterate, it's just a case of wait and see. They may not come back to you, or you may be facing a court appearance. You just don't know.
I still believe they will bring the case into the trial. And I'm still waiting for the next summons. I'm ready whenever.